The Virginia General Assembly has passed House Bill 333, establishing curriculum standards for any public school instruction on the events of January 6, 2021 at the United States Capitol. The bill passed the House 63-35 and the Senate 21-19 on largely party-line votes. Governor Abigail Spanberger is expected to sign it. It would be the first state law of its kind in the United States. Donna Phillips, head of the Center for Civic Education, confirmed this assessment. The bill does not require any Virginia school to teach about January 6. No district is compelled to include a lesson, unit, or classroom discussion on the subject. However, if a school board elects to provide such instruction, the bill imposes the following requirements. The instruction must not describe any portion of the events as a peaceful protest or peaceful demonstration. The instruction must not present as credible the claim that extensive election fraud in the 2020 presidential election could have changed or did change the outcome. The instruction must describe the events as an unprecedented, violent attack on United States democratic institutions, infrastructure, and representatives for the purpose of overturning the results of the 2020 presidential election. These requirements apply to any teacher who chooses to address the subject. The bill carries no penalty clause, no dedicated complaint process, and no funding for curriculum development or teacher training. The fiscal impact to the state is assessed as none. Local impact is listed as indeterminate. The Virginia chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union declined to comment. The bill's sponsor, Delegate Dan Helmer of Fairfax, stated that HB 333 is a direct response to a webpage published by the White House on January 6, 2026, the fifth anniversary of the attack, which described the events as a peaceful march, attributed the violence to law enforcement, accused then-Vice President Mike Pence of cowardice and sabotage, and found no wrongdoing on the part of President Trump. Fact-checkers and news organizations identified multiple false claims on that page. Helmer described the bill as a preventative measure against what he characterized as a White House disinformation campaign. Republican delegate Tom Garrett of Buckingham characterized the bill as telling legislators what they are not allowed to say and what they must say, and compared the measure to tactics employed by Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia. The bill passed the White House. Gov page has not been amended, this correspondent further notes, for purposes of administrative completeness. That 46 individuals who were present at the United States Capitol on January 6, 2021, filed a class action lawsuit in Florida on March 30, 2026, seeking $18.4 million in damages from the Capitol Police and D.C. Metropolitan Police Department, alleging excessive force. Their complaint states that no one intentionally harmed any officers. Several named plaintiffs were previously convicted of assaulting the officers they are now suing, and were subsequently pardoned by President Trump. Virginia's curriculum standards, if signed into law, would require that any classroom instruction on January 6 describe the event as a violent attack. The lawsuit describes it as a peaceful protest. Both documents are a matter of public record. The governor's office has indicated she will review all legislation that comes to her desk. Sources for this analysis are available at asiop.com/rabbittrails.